If a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little cloth to use as a
sample.
Yeah, she'd call that a sample?
A sample.
Okay. Now she sees a dress she likes and it's very becoming.
She likes it. She may buy it.
Yeah, she'd say it's a very...
It's very nice. I like this one.
It's a very pretty. Pretty dress?
Pretty dress.
And she sees she has two dresses. She can't make up her mind which is...
Well, she'd take it and raise up one and look at one to the other until she make up her mind which one she's going to buy.
She can't decide which one is. They're both pretty, but she can't.
She have to make a decision with her own mind.
Yeah. She can't decide which one is the
prettiest. She has to decide that.
Yeah, women are.
Women are, you know, sometimes hard to please.
Mm-hmm. What would a woman wear in the kitchen when she was working or over a dress?
She use an apron.
Apron.
Apron. You have a string around your neck, then you tie it around your waist.
Mm-hmm.
Keep them dirty, you know, spilling water over your clothes.
Now, I wanted to ask you about that on your chest there. That's a very pretty.
It's not only pretty, I wear it for protection.
Yeah. St. Christopher?
This is Jesus Christ on the nail to the cross.
Yeah.
And this is the Blessed Mother, the Virgin Mary.
Uh-huh.
So I keep that on there for protection.
What you got it fastened on there with?
That's a diaper pin.
Oh, okay.
Take it from one shirt to the other.
Now, to sign your name in ink, you use a what?
A fountain pen.
Okay. Mr. you remember when you used to drink from the well? You know, you'd have a little what? You drink from a little
cup. You drink. You draw the water with a bucket.
Yeah.
Then you transfer it to a cup.
Uh-huh.
Then you drink out of it, or you could put it in a water pitcher.
Yeah. What was that cup made out of?
A tin. Some years back, you hardly would see glasses, you know.
Uh-huh.
Very few people had a cup.
I don't know where those chickens are.
Oh.
Too much fill. I guess they're okay.
I know you're on the phone, Dan.
That's true.
I'm going to tell you, they're busy laying now. They ain't bring the money home. We used to run the house. Me and my wife on egg and chicken.
Really?
She used to put chicken to set and sell them little bitter ones at 5 cents a piece. And buy what we needed. Sell egg at 10 cents a dozen.
Hmm.
Just imagine. But they're 5 cents a piece.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Now, can you tell me about the things you might wear when you went out in the wintertime or when you went out to church? You'd put on
a suit of clothes.
Yeah.
If you was going to church, you always had a different suit from the one that you wore all the week. You dress up for a necktie, dress hat.
Mm-hmm. What were the parts of the suit?
What was the part of it? You wear a pants, a coat, and a vest.
A vest?
A vest.
Okay. Now, you might say that last year, well, this coat didn't fit me this year,